Today's shiur is Masechet Nozi with Daf Hey. We will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. As we learned, there is a regular Nozir, which we will learn in Mitzvah Shem later in our shiur. Stam Nazir Islam Ajoyim is a 30-day Nozir. There is a Nozir Shimshin. The halachas were discussed in the previous shiur. And then there's a Nozir Oilam. Nozir Oilam is a person who is a Nozir for his whole life. However, the halacha of a Nozir Oilam is that hich betzaroi mekel betar, that if his hair grows long, becomes heavy, he's allowed to cut it. We're going to actually learn in today's shiur what does mean, at what point is he allowed to cut it, how heavy, how long does it have to get. There's an interesting machlokes rishonim. Everybody agrees on the intervals, the various intervals that we're going to learn in today's shiur. Everybody agrees that when the nazir does cut his hair, this nazir oilam, he has to bring the kabonis that a nazir brings when he's finished his naziris. There's a machloikas, Rambam and Rosh, exactly how does he cut his hair. We know when a regular nazir finishes his term of naziris, he has to take a tar, a razor, and completely shave his head. The Rambam says the same din applies by Nozir Oilam. Whenever he cuts his hair, he has to take a tar and completely shave all of his hair. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says he agrees that we have to use a tar. We may not use misbarayim. We're not allowed to use scissors. However, the Rosh says he doesn't completely shave his hair. He just cuts his hair. Chazanish says that the machloikis between the Rosh and the Rambam is a very fundamental machloikis. When we're learning, as we're going to soon learn in our shiur, that there are certain intervals when the Nozir Oilam cuts his hair, how are we to understand that? Ought we understand that the Torah is giving him a dispensation? It's just too hard to go along without a haircut. So the Torah lets him cut his hair. That's how the Rosh explains. And that's why the Rosh says he shouldn't shave all his hair. He should just take off enough that it shouldn't be heavy. The Rambam, on the other hand, says the Chazon Ish learns that it's a mitzvah at these specific intervals for a Nozir Oilam to cut his hair, just like it's a mitzvah for any Nozir when his term of Naziris ends to cut his hair. What would be an interesting nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rambam, besides the stated nafkamina, if he cuts all his hair? I saw that Rav Huttner, in the Sefer Torah HaNozir, asks a very interesting shaila. Let's say we're going to learn, and that's the halacha, that the Nozir cuts his hair every 12 months, the Nozir Oilam. So let's say somebody accepted upon himself a Naziris Oilam, and he already had 6 months that he didn't take a haircut. So now, we're allowing him to take a haircut, when will we allow him to take a haircut? Will it be 12 months from when he became a Nozir Oilam, or is it 6 months from when he became a Nozir Oilam, because now we have 12 months without a haircut? According to Rosh, who understands that the reason is because it's just too heavy, so now he has 12 months without a haircut, he should be allowed to take a haircut. According to the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah, just like by every Nazir, when the end of the Naziris comes, he takes a haircut, so too, this individual, he has to wait 12 months, even though it will end up being a total of 18 months that he didn't have a haircut. So ask the Gemara, V'nazir Oilam Hechiksiv, where do we see that a Nazir Oilam takes a haircut, is allowed to take a haircut, and at what interval may he take the haircut? The Tanya, Rebbe Oimer, Avshalom Nozir Oilam Haya. Avshalom, the son of David, was a Nozir Oilam. Shenemar, most Mepharshim explain, there was a Kabbalah, there was a Messiah, the Moshe Rabbeinu, that Avshalom was a Nozir. Others explain, how does the Gemara know that Avshalom was a Nozir? Very interesting pshat. Tying together Masechta Nedarim, Masechta Nozir. We know that the Gemara Masechta Nedarim spoke many times how one should avoid making Nedarim. Here we're going to learn a pasuk in a moment that Avshalom goes and tells his father, I made a neder to bring a carbon. You're not supposed to make a neder. But if he was a nazir, it's not an option. He has to fulfill it. It's part of his naziris. So if the pasuk says, Vehimi Ketz Abom Shana, after 40 years, Vehimi Avshalom tells his father David, Elchanov Ashalmis Nidorai Ashnodati Lashem Bechevron, I'm going to fulfill my nether that I have to bring the carbon Bechevron. The Gemara Masechet Tamura, Mitzvah Shem will learn it, speaks about what does the Pasuk mean that he said Bechevron. And the Gemara Masechet Tamura says that this is really the basis of a machloikus. A nazir, as we know, has to bring kabonas chayva. He's obligated at the end of his naziris to bring certain kabonas. When Avshalom was bringing his kabonas, the Beis HaMikdash wasn't yet standing. Obviously, it was still Dovr HaMelech, was king. Only Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So bomois at that time were permitted. The question is, what kabonas could be brought on a boma? One man Dama says that any carbon, even obligatory kabonas, could be brought on the boma. And that's why Avshalom was saying, Chevron, as we will learn later, had a special place in the history of the Melucha of David. That's when David became king. He says, I want to bring my kabonas in Chevron. According to the man, the Omer, that says that you can't bring obligatory kabonas chayva on a boma, so what's the point of going to Chevron? The Mishkan wasn't in Chevron. So that man, Dama, says what Avshalom was saying is that the best animals come from Chevron. So I want to go to Chevron to get animals to use for these kabonas. So the first shita is that the Nazar Olam takes a haircut every 12 months. Shenem v'yikets miyomim u'yomima. V'yalef, yomim yomim bati arachayma. The Gemara learns a gzeir shava from bayis arachayma. Note the Torah says that if somebody sells a home in a city with a wall in Eretz Yisrael, he has up to 12 months to redeem it. Ma hasam yud beis chodesh. Just like there, he only has up to 12 months to redeem it. Afkan yud beis chodesh, there's 12 months to take the, every 12 months he may take a haircut. There is a pshat in the Mefarish that says that it was only, that this man Dama only holds Avshalom because he was a strong individual, waited 12 months. Everyone else, everybody agrees, doesn't have to wait 12 months. So if that's the case, why does our Gemara discuss it? So Mefarshim explain, according to the Mefarish, the way to understand the Gemara is if somebody accepts upon himself a Nazirus like Avshalom, we have to know how often he could take a haircut. But that's not Pashup Shad and Gemara. Pashup Shad and Gemara is that we're referring to every Nazir Olam, and Avshalom is the model of a Nazir Olam. Reb Neroyim and Megalayich Achs Lamajoin. Every 30 days he could take a haircut. Reb Yosyama, Megalayich Me'er Shabbos La'er Shabbos, every Friday. Shekein, Metzina with B'nai Melochim. That's how we find with all B'nai Melochim. Shmegalchim Me'er Shabbos La'er Shabbos, that they take a haircut every Friday. So the first sheet that we learned was he takes a haircut every 12 months. We learn Exer Shabbos from Bati Arachayma. My time the Rebbe. What is the reasoning for Rebbe that says he takes a haircut every 12 months? Yalef mi bati erechayma. He learns from bati erechayma. Just like there, you could redeem the house only up to a year. Here too, the haircut is taken every 12 months. Ask the Gemara, the pasuk that speaks about selling a house in bayis erechayma. V'ish ki yimtza, ish ki yimach bayis moshev erechayma, yomim tia gulosoi, the Pasuk uses the words Yomim, and the Pasuk uses the word Shana. For Rebbe Huda Amar, and Rebbe teaches us, in Masechet Erchin, that what do we learn from the word Yomim? That if I sell the house in a Bayis Erechayma, the halach is I can only redeem it up to a year. But I can't redeem it for the first 2 days. Ein Yomim, Chusim Mishnayim. I can't sell it, redeem it for the first 2 days. So ask the Gemara, if we're learning a Gzeir Shava from Bayis Irchayma, so just like a Bayis Irchayma, the word Yomim means 2 days. Here too, why do we say that it means a year? It should mean 2 days. So Farshim asks that we have a rule throughout Shas that we're learning Gzeir Shava, we can learn it Lekula, or we can learn it Lechumra. We can learn it to a stricter interpretation, or not such a strict interpretation. We take the stricter interpretation. So if the Pasuk Abayis Irchayma speaks about 2 days and speaks about a year, of course we should pick a year. Why? What's the Gemara's Havamina? We should pick 2 days. So Mefarshim answer, what is the Gzeir Shava? The Gzeir Shava is the word Yomim. The fact that Abayis Irchayma could only be redeemed in a year is only learned later in the Pasuk. What is the word we're using for Gzeir Shava? Yomim. And what does Rebbe say that the word Yomim means? That you can't redeem it only after 2 days after the sale. So it makes more sense. Even though it's difficult and it's more lenient, that's what the Gzeres Shavah should teach us. Answers the Gemara, obvious teretz. Hagzeres Shavah Mishum Koivet Gomer. What's the point of our shiur today? To understand at what point does the hair become too heavy on the head of the Nazir Olam. Shnei Yomim Leka Koivet. There's no heaviness after 2 days. Ask the Gemara, Ve'ema Beis Shonim. Perhaps, if we're looking to learn Gzeres Shavah, why don't we say 2 years? Diksiv V'hi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim, the famous Pasuk by Paroi, which says after 2 years of Yosef being in jail, Paro dreamt his dream. So Mefarshim asks, what is the Pasuk of V'hi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim better than the Pasuk of Bayis Ir Choyma, that the Gemara prefers to learn that Pasuk than the other Pasuk? So there's two Terutzim. One Terutz is, because here we're learning exactly from the word Yomim. There, we're not learning exactly from the word Yomim. We're really just taking the Pasuk that speaks about Yomim and has a rule about a year and applying it here. And the other Terutz is what we just said. That whenever we have an option to be more Machmer or be more Mekel with Gzeres Shavah, we're going to be more machmer. So if we could say it's 2 years, or we could say it's 1 year, we're going to say it's 2 years. But as we go into this Gemara, there's a very fundamental question to be understood. Throughout Shas, there's a klal, Ein Adam Don Gzeres Shavah Ma'atzmai. You can't make up your own Gzeres Shavah. Say, there's a word here, Gzeres Shavah. Elm Ken Kibloi Merabai. You have to learn Gzeres Shavah from your Rebbe. So the Gemara here, and we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, as we're getting into it already, says maybe the Gzeres Shavah is this Yomim and that Yomim. The Gemara keeps on analyzing what is the Gzeres Shavah. How could we analyze the Gzeres Shavah? It's what you heard from your Rebbe is the Gzeres Shavah. So Mefarshim answer that although they learned from their Rebbe, the Rebbeim weren't always 100% precise. The Rebbeim told them there's a Gzeres Shavah Yomim Yomim. There's a Gzeres Shavah that connects the Yom that it says by Avshalom the Nazir Olam, to Yom in another context in the Torah. And with that, they left it. And now it was their job to figure out what is the right Sukkim to connect. And that's not called learning their own Gzeres Shavah. So answers the Gemara, Donen Yom Sh'enim Am Shonim, by Avshalom, the Pasuk uses the words Yomim without attaching the word Shonim, Mi Yom Sh'enim Am Shonim. Similarly, in the Parsha Bayis Erchayma, it says the word Yomim without the word Shomim. V'ayichir zeh, shiyeshim ha-shomim. In the Pasuk of Paroi, it says Shnosayim Yomim. So it has the word Yomim and Shnosayim. So it's not a perfect match. Ask the Gemara, v'ayim b'lamajoyim. Perhaps we should say it's 30 days. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu for meat, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ad chaydish yomim, you'll have the slav for a month. At sheyetze miapchem, it'll go out of your nose. Ad chaydish yomim, so it says the word chaydish, so maybe it should be a month. It says the Gemara the same teretz. Donim yomish enimai chadoshim. When the pasuk uses the word yomim by Avshalom, the word chadoshim is not mentioned there. Mi yomish enimai chadoshim, as is the case in the parasha Bayis Ir Choyma. Val yichiyach se, sheyeshimai chadoshim. Here, the Torah uses the words Yomim and Chadoshim. Ask the Gemara, Eim Mehocha, Yomim Yomim. The Torah, the Navi in Shoftim tells us the following parasha. Yiftach went out to battle. And Yiftach said that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help and be successful, the first thing to leave his home, he will call Kodesh Lashem. His understanding, he expected it to be an animal, and that animal he would bring as a carbon. And then it ended up being his daughter. The Machlokes and the Mefarshim, what exactly happened with that daughter? Most Mefarshim learned that that daughter was left separated for the rest of her life. There are Mefarshim that say that he actually brought her as a carbon. So there the Pasuk used the words, Miyomim Yomimo. And there the Pasuk says that this girl, who was unfortunately left this way, was visited 4 times a year. If you visit it 4 times a year, that means it's every 3 months. So one we learn from there. And as Mefarshim explained, the Meiri explains this in the Havamina, there's a klal, Rashi says, any word that requires a hey at the beginning, Hitalai akosav that requires a lamed b'tchilasoi. Hitalai akosav hey b'soifa. By Afsham, the word says liyamim. There it says yamimah. So the Gemara thought that it's a perfect match. And it says the Gemara donim yamim yamim. If we had here the word liyamim and there the word liyamimah, it would be a good match. Here the ain donim yamim yamimah. Here the Torah says yamim yamimah. So it's not similar, and therefore we don't learn Gzeri Shava. Ask the Gemara, Omai Nafkimina. Our Gemara is teaching us that in order to be considered a Gzeri Shava, it has to be a perfect match. But a Tandabay Rishmal, this Gemara appears many times in Shas. The Pasuk describes what the halacha is if there's a nega babayis, if there's a nega in the home, the kohen comes and he, the hisgra kohen is a bayis. The kohen has to lock up the house. And the kohen comes back. Vine posa nega. If the nega spread. So he has to scrape it off. He has to take off the plaster. He has to put on new stones. That's what the Torah says if it happened after the first week. The Torah doesn't say what happens if it happens. The Torah doesn't explicitly tell us what happens if it happened after the second week. Says the Gemara, we learn Gzeri Shava. The Shava kohen uba kohen. Here the Torah says the kohen returns. Here it says the kohen comes. The word v'shav. And the word ball. So it is Gzeri Shava. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. We learn Gzeri Shava to compare these two situations. And how do we learn the Gzeri Shava? By using the word Shav and using the word Ba. The word Shav and the word Ba are not identical words. Yet we're seeing that Gzeri Shava can be learned when the words aren't identical. So the question is, why here are we not learning Gzeri Shava? Answers the Gemara. Hani Mila Hechadeleka Dadamilei. The Gemara is not saying that a Gzeres Shava is disqualified if the words are not a perfect match. Even if the words are not a perfect match, we could learn a Gzeres Shava. Aval, heichad ikad adamalei, midadamalei yalpirin. We prefer to learn a perfect match. So if we don't have a perfect match, we'll learn the not perfect match. Here, where there's a perfect match, according to Rebbe, connecting the yomim that the Pasuk uses by Avshalom, to the yomim that the pasuk uses by Batei Arachaima, Rebbe says that's the best match. Ikadamri, others say, why can't we learn from the story of Yiftach? Mino yadinan, the kol tlosi yachin, chad zimna, who says that when the pasuk says that they visited her 4 times a year, it meant that equal intervals every 3 months, Dilma Ab Zimna Bishata. Yes, the Pasuk says that she was visited 4 times a year. Maybe Ab Yachin Chad Zimna, Trey Yachin Bechad Zimna. Maybe she was visited after 4 months, then after another 4 months is 8 months, then after 2 months, 10, and then after another 2 months is 12. Who says that it means every 3 months equally? So Mefarshim asked, Rishonim asked the obvious question. The Pasuk says that she was visited 4 times a year. Anybody who understands the Pasuk understands that you divide the 12 into equal intervals of 3 months apart. Why would somebody think that it's uneven, 4, 4, 2, 2? So I saw two answers to that question. One answer to the question is, because the Pasuk is superfluous. The Pasuk says, Miyom Miyomimim Abba Pami Bishana. It's enough to say 4 times. Why does the Pasuk have to add the words Yom Miyomimim? So the Gemara is suggesting that the reason the Pasuk added those words was to tell us, don't think that those visits were at equivalent intervals, rather they were 4, 4, 2, 2. Another pshat that I saw, and this really goes back to the machloikis that we quoted a couple of moments ago, was that we said there was a machloikis exactly what happened to the daughter of Yiftach. One mandama said that she was separated, kodesh. Another mandama said that she was brought as a carbon. So according to the mandama that says she was brought as a carbon, what are they visiting? She's not alive. So pshat the Gemara saying is that according to that mandama, they didn't come visit her 4 times a year. There's nobody to visit, unfortunately. They took 4 days of the year, and people cried for the terrible tragedy that happened to this girl. So it's 4 consecutive days. They spent 4 days crying for her. Those are 4 consecutive days. It has nothing to do with what we're discussing. Reb Neroy Eimer. Rabbi Neroy, however, says that the Nazar Olam Megaleich Achas L'Shloishim Yoyim takes a haircut every 30 days. My Tama, what's the reason? Because we learn it from Kahanim. Just like a Kohen takes a haircut every 30 days, Why does a kohen take a haircut every 30 days? Because the hair is too heavy. Hachanami, ikka kovid. Here too, the hair gets heavy on him and he takes the haircut every 30 days. So Tosfos explains, how do we know the kohen takes a haircut every 30 days? Because the Gemara Masechet Tainis says that we learned the pasuk that says by kahanim or perilah yishlachu that they're not allowed to have long hair from a nazir. And just like the next Mishnah is going to teach us that stam nazir, the average nazir is every 30 days, so too the kohen takes a haircut every 30 days. So ask the Mefarshim, so why doesn't our Gemara quote the original source? Nazir. Why is the Gemara quoting kahanim, which are only learned from nazir? So Tosfos says, if the Gemara would have said nazir, that we want to learn a nazir oilam from a regular nazir, the Gemara right away would have asked the obvious question. A nazir, 30 days, his term is over. A nazir oilam remains a nazir forever. How could you compare the two? So the Gemara specifically brought in kahanim, whose kedusha remains forever, and yet even though the kedusha remains forever, how often does he take a haircut? Every 30 days. So too the nazir oilam, although his kedusha remains forever, should be allowed to take a haircut every 30 days. Rav Yosi Omer, Megaleich Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. He takes a haircut every Friday. Why? Because all of the B'nai Melachim, the princes, used to take a haircut every 30 days. Says the Gemara, Mai Ike B'nei L'Sharuchoy. If everybody takes a haircut on Friday, if all the princes took a haircut every Friday, and Avshalom was the son of David HaMelech, was also a prince, so he also took a haircut every Friday. So how was he different as a Nazir Olam? So Mefarshim ask, what's the kasha? We began our shir that a nazir oilam, mekel batar, he could only not cut all of his hair, and he could only use a razor, according to the Rosh. These people could cut all their hair and use a scissor. So Mefarshim say, Tosfos says this, that the minig, the custom of the Bnei Melachim, was that they didn't cut all their hair, and they didn't use scissors. So our question returns, in what way was Avshalom different than all the other princes? Answers the Gemara. Yontav Shechali is Be'emtzah Shabbos. If Yontav comes out in the middle of the week, Dachui Megalchim, his brothers, Lekavod Yontav, even though they just took a haircut on Friday, would take another haircut on Erev Yontav. Hu Lo Megaleich. He, on the other hand, did not take a haircut only Fridays. Inami, when they took the haircut on Friday. Achui Megalchim, the brothers took a haircut already Friday morning. Eloi Megalchim Apanya. He, however, did not take the haircut until the afternoon. And there's a very fundamental machloikus rishonim that's relevant la'alocha l'maisa and how to understand this Gemara. The Rosh explains the Gemara that why did the Nazir Olam only take his haircut Friday afternoon? Because the Nazir Olam, we learned at the beginning of the Shir, has to bring three kabbonis when he takes a haircut. And first he brought the kabbonis and then he took the haircut. So he had to wait till he could take a haircut, till he brought the kabbonis. Other Rishonim say that he only has a haircut, heter, lekovit Shabbos, and therefore we wait until the last minute to take a haircut. Where is this relevant aloch lemaisa? There's machlekes Rishonim, Rachman Lutzlan, we know if somebody is in the middle of the Shloshim, if an Ovel is in the middle of the Shloshim, and then Yontif comes, Erev Yontif, he's allowed to take a haircut. Shave, take a haircut. The question is, at what time Erev Yontif could he take that shave? Does he have to wait until right before Yontif? Or he could take it any time Erev Yontif? And that's the Shaila. If we're going to learn like the Rishonim that say that the Nazir is only taking a haircut l'kavod Shabbos and he should wait for the last minute, the Ovel also has to wait for the last minute. If, on the other hand, we're going to learn pshat is that the Nazir has to wait because he had to bring the kabbonis, otherwise he could take a haircut right away in the morning, the Ovel would be allowed to take a haircut in the morning. It's machlekes Ravya and Rabbeinu Avraham Menahar. The Ravya says he has to wait for later in the day. Rabbi Avraham Menahar says that he could take the haircut right in the morning. The minig is that an Ovel and Erev Yontav takes a haircut later in the day. Only one exception. The Shema Tzion Baloch says that if an Ovel is in the Shloshim and Erev Pesach, since Erev Pesach in itself is a Yontav, there everybody agrees that an Ovel whose Shloshim is being taken away because a Yontav could take a haircut in the morning. There's also interesting Shaila based on this Gemara. What is the proper time to take a shave, a haircut, l'kavod Shabbos, and to take a shower, go to the mikveh, l'kavod Shabbos. It's pretty unanimous amongst all the poskim that one should not take a haircut on Thursday, because that's actually the opposite of kavod Shabbos. You should take it on Friday. Most poskim say the haircut should be taken Friday morning. Certainly, api kabbalah, api chassidus, there's a special inyan not to take a haircut, the Arizal says, Friday afternoon after chatzos. But even the Mishnah Berura says that one should avoid taking a haircut Friday afternoon after chatzos. He may get stuck online, or he may get involved, and should try to take a haircut in the morning. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can take a haircut in the afternoon. On the other hand, regarding washing oneself, or people who go to the mikveh, there the Paiskim say that one should preferably go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. There were Chassidish Rebbes, the Devar Chaim, who tried to go to mikveh as close to Shabbos as possible. Although, the Mishnah Berurah says one should be careful not to go to the mikveh too close to Shabbos, because he may get delayed and come to Shilas of Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara said, the Gemara began with a pasuk by Avshalom, that Avshalom, after 40 years, rebelled. Asked the Gemara, Hani Abom Shonim Ayavidatayu. I saw a very nice pshat. We know that David HaMelech only ruled for 40 years. So if he rebelled in the 40th year of David, there was no more David. So obviously he rebelled before. So what does the pasuk mean that he rebelled in the 40th year? Rav Neroi Oim Mishim Rav Yeshua, Lekeitz Mem Shona Shalom HaMelech. The time that Avshalom rebelled was the 40th anniversary from when Klal Yisrael had requested from Shmuel a king. Tana, Oysa Shona Shalom HaMelech. That year that Klal Yisrael requested a king, Hishnas Esel Shmuel HaMasi, was the 10th year from when Shmuel became the Shofet. And the Cheshbon is as follows. There's 40. 1 year of Shmuel after they asked for a king. 2.5 years that Shaul was king. And then 36 years that David was king. And that's when Avshalom rebelled. And the explanation is quite simple, the Mefarshim say. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael for rebelling against him, requesting a king, not being satisfied with the rule of Hashem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Avshalom rebel against his father. I saw another pshat in the Rishonim that Avshalom knew they had a Messiah that David HaMelech would be king for 40 years. Avshalom wanted to establish himself as king, So he purposely had to be married. He had to rebel before 40 years, because he knew by the time 40 years comes, it'll be too late. So he rebelled in the 37th year of David, which was towards the end of his reign. Says the Mishnah, Stam Naziris Lamajoyim. The average Naziris, if somebody just says the words Hareni Nazir, he has to be a Nazir for 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Menani Mili. From where we know that a Nazir is a Nazir for 30 days? So I saw a beautiful word from the Meshech Chachma. It's really, it's a Chassidish word, but the Meshech Chachma wasn't a Chassidish. He says as follows, we're going to spend so much time in Mitzvah Shem discussing this halacha of Hareni Nazir, that Stam Naziris Lamajoyim. Almost every blad in the Masechta will discuss it. So shouldn't the Torah have told us that a Nazir, that the average Naziris, the regular Naziris is 30 days? Why do we have to learn it, as we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment, in a very roundabout way? Says the Meshech Chochma, what does Naziris represent? Naziris represents that a person wants to be better. He wants to raise his level of Kedusha, his level of holiness. If a person is putting a time frame to it, that's not how you raise your level of Kedusha. You raise your level of Kedusha as much time as it needs. And that's the lesson the Torah is telling us. Yes, Stam Naziris Lamajoyim, but we can't put it into a time frame. You have to see what you, the individual, needs to bring yourself to that level. So Amar Amasna, Amar Kro, Kodesh Yia. The Pasuk says regarding a Nazir, Kodesh Yia, Yia B'Gematria Tlosan Hava. Yia is the Gematria of 30. So Mefarshim all seem to explain that they had a halach l'moshe m'Sinai that Stam Naziris is Lamajoyim. Just the Gemara wants to find some sort of a remez. And the remez that Ramasna had was the word year is the equivalent of 30. But Padama, Kenega Nazar Nizrai, the Torah uses the word Nazar Nizrai, Halmurim B'Torah, the Torah uses this word, Lema Lamed Chaser Achas, only 29 times. So that's how we know a Nazar is, we're going to see why it's 20, why it's 30, it should be 29. Ramasna, asked the Gemara, Nami Nalef Menizrai Nizrai, why does Ramasna learn from a Gematria? He should learn from the fact that the Torah mentions this word this many times. And as Mepharshim explained, those of us who say the Braisa of Yishmol every morning, a Gematria is not one of the Shloish Esri Midos Shatara in the Dresh Span. It's not actually one of the 13 ways that we could explain the Torah. So how come Rav Masna is using a Gematria when he could use Bar Pada's explanation? And in fact, I saw that the Paiskim discuss that Gematria, relying on the numerical value of something, is not really very relevant in halacha. Some examples. One example is, we know that on Shabbos, to be chayiv for kaisiv, for writing, you have to write two letters. But if you write one letter that has a meaning, you're chayiv. So let's say somebody wants to write the letter 40. So he writes a mem. The Rambam says you're not chayiv for kaisiv. I represents two letters, 40. That's not the way, the Torah doesn't consider gematria the way to write. Or if a get has to be written, we know that every word of a get has to be precise. So if somebody writes a get, Shiva Asr, 17 days in a month, you can't write Yud Zayin, you have to write Shiva Asr. It's also relevant, on the other hand, for Sfira. Let's say a person is counting the Sfira, and instead of saying Hayoim Shiva Asr Yoim, he says Hayoim Yud Zayin Yom Ba'Omer. Many poskim can say that's not considered that he counted. Certainly everyone agrees that he should recount if he only said Yud Zayin, if he didn't say out the word, the date properly. So, Bapad Amma, Kenega Nazar Nizrei Omer B'Torah Lamed Chasachas. The Torah uses the word 29 times. So, therefore, ask the Gemara of Rav Masna Nami Nalef and Nazar Nizrei. Why doesn't he use the same derech that Bapad does? Amlach Hula Drasha. He says, not all the time that the Torah uses these words are they there to learn a draw, to teach us the amount of days of Naziris. The Pasuk says, for example, as we learned in the previous year, Miyayim v'sheikh yazir, to teach us lesser yayim mitzvah ki yayim rishus, that a nazir is not allowed to drink yayim mitzvah. The Pasuk says, ki yafli linda neder nazir lahazir, melamed she naziris chal naziris. A Gemara we learned a mesecht in the Dorim. And the way Tosfos explains, if somebody said, hareini nazir, Vihareini Nazir, so he's accepting upon himself two Nazirisin. What the Gemara is teaching us here is, let's say somebody said Hareini Nazir Hayoim, and then he said again Hareini Nazir Hayoim, that it's considered that he has two obligations of keeping Naziris. He keeps 30 days of Naziris, and then he starts again. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. So says Rav Masna, you're learning it from the times that the Torah used these psukim. Not all of the times that the Torah used these psukim are they available to teach us the amount of days of a Naziris. Or Bapada Oma, says Bapada, Lek Echad Menayim Delav L'Drasha. Yes, some of the psukim you've been correct in identifying that we need to teach us a Drasha. Can you find a Drasha for all 29 times? Obviously not. El medehu l'minyana, kulinami l'minyana. Says Bapada, since there's some times that we need the pasuk, we don't have anything to do with the pasuk, so we use that pasuk to teach us the amount of days of a minimum naziris, and we use all of the psukim to teach us that number. So there's two ways that the Mepharshim explained this Gemara. One way that the Mepharshim explained the Gemara is that Bapada says that we have 29 times that the Torah uses the word Nazar. Yes, some of those psukim are needed for a drasha. Not all of the psukim. So from the psukim that are totally superfluous, I use them to teach us to count. The psukim that are not superfluous, I use for two purposes. One, to teach us whatever drasha we learn from that pasuk. The other purpose is to teach us how many days of a Naziris. However, Rav Masna, how does Rav Masna answer to this? One answer he says is, one answer the Mepharshim gives is Rav Masna says that every one of the times that the Torah uses the word Nazir, I have a drasha for it. The Gemara may not have mentioned all 29 drushes, but he says, I have all 29 psukim already accounted for drushes. Or he says that maybe not all 29 psukim are available for a drusha. So ask the Brisker Rav, let's say the 29 psukim, that's not, let's say, the Torah has 29 psukim. Let's say 10 of those psukim we need for drusha, and 19 are left over. So why shouldn't Rav Masna say that the amount of Naziris is 19 days? Says the Brisker Rav, going back to what we said at the beginning of the shir, at the beginning of the sugya. They had a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that stam Naziris is lamajoy. That was a fact. The machlokes about part of Rav Masna is only how we learn it. But any number below 30 is not an option. And therefore to say that the difference between 29 and the psukim that I have for drasha, deduct them and be left with the number, that wasn't an option to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanan, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, we learned in our Mishnah, Stam Naziris Shloshim Yoyim. Mimim Naziris is 30 days. Says the Gemara, Mishlam Rav Masna Nicha, Yiya, the Gematria 30. El Abap Hada, Kasha, according to Abap Hada, why do I, it should not say 30, it should say 29. Omel of Bapada, I did ikit yom tlosin, the megaleich omevi kabanaisof. Since the nazir, even though the minimum naziris is 29 days, but when does he do all of his final purification process? On the 30th day, mishem hachi tanashloishim, even though naziris is really 29 days according to Bapada. Tana, Tanan. What we're going to do now in the shir, we're going to begin this now, and we're going to continue in Mitzvah Shem into tomorrow's shir, is the Gemara is going to quote heavily from the Mishnah on Daf Tez Zayin Am Aleph and use that Mishnah to ask questions on Bapada and Rav Masna. The Mishnah says, Misham Areni Nozer, somebody says Areni Nozer, Megaleach Yoyim Shloshim Ve'echad. When should he complete his Naziris? On the 31st day. Says the Gemara, Bishlom Rav Masna Nicha. You have to be a Nozer for 30 days. Yiyah is the Gematria 30, and the day 31, that's when you bring your carbon and take your haircut. El Abapada, Kasha, according to Abapada, why day 31? And the Naziris is 29 days according to him, so on day 30, he should be able to bring his carbonus and his haircut. Amuch Abapada, says Abapada, and is that Mishnah so great according to you? Eim Sefer. The Mishnah says, Im Gilech Liyem Shloishim, if he took a haircut on the 30th day, Yotza. So the question is, why? According to Rav Masna. According to Rav Masna, the 30th day is still part of the Naziris. El Sefer Messiah says, Bapada, the end of that Mishnah clearly corroborates my opinion. Because the end of that Mishnah says, you should only do your haircut on day 30. You could do your haircut on day 30. Clearly indicating that the Naziris is 29 days. But we have a question. Why does the Rashi say wait for day 31? El Sefer Messiah says by Pada, the Sefer clearly corroborates my opinion. Reisha naskoim ha-shleima. So the Rishonim say, shot in this Gemara, the Rosh says, that people usually use round numbers. 29 is a number that people usually don't use. So even though, technically, the Naziris, according to Bapada, is 29 days, it's not a number that people usually use. So we assume that he meant that he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. And since he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days, that's why he's going, that's why he shouldn't finish his Naziris Midrabbanon until day 31. But actually, it's really 29 days, according to Bapada. Ask the Gemara, or Ramashna Kasha Sefer, according to Ramasna, who uses the word Yiyah, and teaches us that the minimum Naziris is 30 days, so why Taka, can he take a haircut already on day 30? Says the Gemara, Ksover mitzvah ayoyim kekulay. According to Rav Masna, once day 30 comes, Rav Masna holds as soon as part of the day is over, starts as soon as the day mitzvah ayoyim kekulay. And the Rosh explains the Gemara this way. According to Rav Masna, as soon as day 30 comes, and the Nazir brings his kabbonis, that's when the Naziris ends. But according to the Rosh, according to Rav Masna, what would be the halacha if it's day 30 and the Nazir did not yet bring his kabbonis? We won't say yet mixes a yom kekulay. That's how the Rosh learns the Gemara. Other Rishonim learn the Gemara differently. As soon as day 30 comes, according to Rav Masna, we say mixes a yom kekulay. whether are there some other nafkaminas between Bar Pod and Rav Masna. So I saw two other nafkaminas. What would be the halacha if the Nazir explicitly says, I'm accepting upon myself a Naziris of 29 days? According to Bar Poda, that's an acceptable formula, because the Torah uses 29 times the word Nazir. According to Rav Masna, that's not an option, because the minimal Naziris, according to him, is 30. So even if you explicitly said, I'm accepting 29 days, you have to be a Nazir for 30. On the other hand, I saw Chumrah that will be according to Bar Poda versus Rav Masna. Because the Greater Gemara is explaining now, Rav Masna subscribes to the concept of Mixus of Yom Kekuloi, Bar Poda doesn't. So what will be the halacha if somebody says, and we're going to learn these cases further in the Masechta, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days. Going to be a Nazir for 100 days. So that's a valid Naziris. And they now it's day 100. And the person brought his Kabbonis. So according to Rav Masna, we say Mixus is Yom Kekuloi, and the person is fine. According to Bar Poda, the Gemara is now explaining that at the end of Naziris, and the Gemara stays with this Pshat, Bar Poda doesn't subscribe to the concept of Mixus Yom Kekuloi. So if somebody explicitly said, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days, and today is day 100, and he brought his Kabbonis, but it's not over yet, and something happens, he becomes Tameh, according to Rav Masna, he'll be fine. Mitzvah is Yom Kekuloi. According to Bar Poda, he has to start all over again. The Mefarshim, the Paiskim, also say, based on this Gemara, from here we see that certainly according to Rav Masna, the concept, which we find many places in Halacha, of Mitzvah is Yom Kekuloi, is Midaraisa. Because he's saying that a Nazir, which is a concept Midaraisa, as soon as the 30th day comes, we say Mitzvah is Yom Kekuloi, which is the basis why we know that a boy or girl become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. We already consider them bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah as soon as their birthday is. But let's say the child was born, today is his birthday, Yud Zayin Adar. But when he was born 13 years ago, he was born late in the afternoon. But we know as soon as Yud Zayin Adar begins, we consider him a bar mitzvah. Why? Because mitzvah yom kekuloi. How do we rely, and we could make him part of dominion, he's a full-fledged gadol. How do we rely on that? Because our Gemara teaches us that we say Mixus Yom Kekuloi even by a deraisa. Continues the Gemara. Tanan. Further learning that Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hareni Nozer Shloishim Yoim. If somebody says, I'm a Nozer for 30 days, Im Gilach Lyoim Lamed, if he takes a haircut on the 30th day, Lo Yotza, ask the Gemara, why? Why is he not Yotza? Why don't we say Mixus Yom Kekuloi? Answers the Gemara, but I'm in Shleiman. And the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is like this. The Rosh explains the Gemara this way. Tosfos. We know, we just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if somebody says the words, Hareini Nazir, he's a Nazir for 30 days. So why did he have to add the words, Shloshim Yoim? It's obvious 30 days. Our Mishnah just taught us, Stam Naziris, is Shloshim Yoim. By adding the word Shloshim Yoim, he was teaching us that you need a full, he wants to accept upon himself a full 30 days. And therefore, if it's before 30 days, he's not going to be considered yet. He's not going to be considered, even if we subscribe to the concept of Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi, that his Naziris ended, and he has to, it's considered that he broke his Naziris and has to start all over again.